Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Early on in the book of Judges, we read of Deborah, and it says, "At that time Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lippidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment." Now, a judge was actually a military leader and a political leader in ancient Israel, long before the kingly leadership of the Hebrew people was established, long before King David and King Solomon and King Hezekiah. There was Deborah. Deborah was the lead arbitrator and military general of her time. I mean, think of that. A woman led Israel in a day and an age when women were often afforded little, if any, authority. More than 3,000 years after Deborah, you know, our culture continues to struggle with the abilities and worth of certain individuals. We question the strength of women. We see great limitations for people with disabilities. We malign people who appear different from ourselves. But you know, there is no limit to what God can do with us and who God can empower to leadership in this world. You know, we may be slow. We may be slow to recognize the gifts and abilities of others, but God is not. The next time you doubt your worth or ability, next time you doubt the worth or ability of someone else, I want you to remember Deborah. God doesn't want you to forget. Let's pray. Lord, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we often see a deeply flawed individual. As we work our way through life, we're reminded day in and day out of our limitations. You know, as we witness the values of the culture that we're a part of, we feel as though we're less than we should be. But time and again, you remind us that what our world values and what you value are not the same. In Deborah, the world likely saw a dependent woman, but you saw a great leader of people. And we want to thank you that your vision for us prevails, just as it did for Deborah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.